middle of a similar amount of base, so it's really being discussed about in terms of what type of safer they get, right? It's talking about Chesed Seris, be very careful with Chesed Seris, Chiser, a Yisra, it's Achas Psulim, if you miss one, it's Achas, it's going to be possible. And then some Nichnei, some Avarach, Mechonim, Baruch HaVatala, if somebody doesn't put on tefillin, it comes out every day, it's a Baruch HaVatala, Megam Shari, Bechonim, Bolim, it's tefillin, and so Inush HaSeif and Ruba. So they ain't seen Lashney rights, right? So if you don't put it on, so what happens? You have Baruch HaVatala every day, so if it's sefer messed up, and you're Shari, Bolim, it's tefillin, it comes out of Inush HaSeif and Ruba. Be very, very careful, Yerushalayim, to make sure that the proper tikkunei oisius. Things on Lashon Avos, also screaming about the people who aren't so medactic, the Seferim, he writes that Anshe Galdamoid. It doesn't speak so much about the Einish of the person who put on the tefillin. So this is a shayla we'll discuss a little bit today, maybe we'll come back a little bit more. It's a very big Sigarucha. Shall I choose Rav Palm to discuss this? This happens every once in a while. You guy, person checks his phone when he's 30 years old, and it comes out that he was missing ice. It comes out he was never put on phone in his life. The person says, it's a bracha mensch, he's a priest, he's a begufan. And, how we look at such a person. So, best thing you can about Marcus, that one over there. Yeah, Marcus, 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 Sukkah. Is this Marcus Sukkah over there? Also? First, we're examining Rav Marcus. Rav Palam. Shaitz Rav Palam. We're examining Gemara of Alma Rav Chazinu Tfilin de Bei Chavivi. Tafi Bekisna. The way he said Kisna. What does the Kava say? He's to Vitor Bekisna and the Lach is not like him. He says, like, what? He can say, you never use a Tfilin and, I mean, and they got English, but she's so pushy. So, good one. See, what's tough to say? The upside is that the person had the right intention, and he wanted to put on the mitzvah, and he did everything which he could do, and it didn't work out, he says. And the Khamenei, you get your schach, he gets a schach, you know, you're making the mitzvah. So, because the fact that you just tried, even though the result wasn't the same as anticipation, he says you can get the
mitzvah. Is there a
shiur
for not getting
checked? No. I'm bad if a person had to be bought from a proper cipher and even if you get a check, sometimes they miss it. Especially in the olden days. Now they have computer check and this check and that check. In the olden days, it was Kaseder is such a consider such a concept. See himself, right? So it's killer, you can get the mitzvah, and whatever. So then he starts to go on sukkah. He fell back and forth, and his natia is against. Oh, we'll come back to this, but it's a very big chiddush diamond conceptually and everything that a person like it. It's just the intention, that's all it is. It's
do your best.
I mean, it's your side, which bats them in one hand, like in this world, like we have no kayak with the results, we just have kayak with the style. Everything's just a stylus, and so many things out of control. You always try to do things, it works, it doesn't work, and you can hear that I can be mahalach and I'll go back to Baruch with that. Anyhow, what we do is a stylus and the results are never telling us, and whatever happens, the person tried his best and that's going to be okay. We're going to come back and speak a little more about Baruch, maybe next week. But it's a single thing from over here. It's like the unsha is safe with unsha got mud. That's all right, so yeah. It's fine in the safe. So sometimes we say the ikkar is you have to have a sefer Yerushalayim to make sure that's the ikkar. Because, like we said, the halachas are complicated, and a lot of times, if there's, like we mentioned before, that tefillin and mezuzah is right kesedron, and if right kesedron is going to be puzzle. So let's say somebody has a shayla, and like, guy spent 5 hours on writing these parashas worth 4,000 shekel, 5,000 shekel, depending on reading it. 3,000 shekel, whatever it is, a fortune of money, and presses a shayla. Person has tremendous digiyas. That's the teva of every single person. Person has digiyas. So, yeah, this week's parasha, right? They say that Kayach was slavish them with tzitzis, right? And then they came to ask the question, why did he do that? He's a smart man, Kayach. Understood. If you come in and you have the question on you, it's negate to you, like these questions are not such a complicated question. They're like, no, this is like the Sahajan big question. Like, talos are fully tchayos. Once you're wearing it on, you have the negiyas, then the fight starts. So that's what you always have to be very careful to have a sefer who is emes yer shemayim. And the person who said, by the way, let's say the sefer gets a psak, the b'diavad is okay. So he has to let the sefer, he has to let the people know. He can't just because you have a achra that something, you know, that something's okay. It's not really right to pass it on to the next guy. Happens all the time, like as a rub, like let's say somebody borrows somebody's apartment. Then like he has something, a type of shiloh. Cut onion with the flesh, whatever the shiloh is. Now, you know, this doesn't, a lot of times the lach is done like kind of chalikis or the achor, maybe it's mutter, but yeah, but like, I mean, dealing with somebody else's stuff, it's a little more complicated. Make it taste so like, you can make it for somebody else, and you know, that's bechal not a, no, bechal, that's very, very, very not pashat. Now, but when Sefer starts writing some carvings down, t'chiz, aksiv, yor, merpev, and ikoysi, v'shem, kushis, kudushis, tefillin. Right, you're doing l'shem, kudushis, tefillin. M'valzeh, b'chol pam, sh'yizka, koysi, v'askar, s'aklem, koysi, v'shem, kushis, Hashem. Besides the fact that he writes, that he mentions that at the beginning he's writing Hashem Kedushas Tefillin, every single time a person says he's writing Hashem Kedushas Hashem. And I mentioned the story, like a Sefer once told me, like, I don't know, every time to say it, like he forgets sometimes to say, a little guy, looks spaced out, and like, I don't know. But no, but he's like, he's Avreich. I was like, what? Like, I can't believe it. Like, and I say, it says, it's possible. If you do ois aches, which is never seen, it's going to be possible. You might never ask Kumus Shema, you can't rewrite it. It's, and it'd be problematic. So what's the person have to do? Because see what you try, and he kaiser, prashelish, and kedushas tefillin. It works the same kedushas tefillin. The chila, every single time a person writes, as we should say, and he kaiser, kedushas tefillin. The maisa, b'di eved, if a person just said at the beginning, I'm doing all my ksiva of these parashas, I'm doing the same kedushas tefillin, so call it stash, which I know, so, and b'di'avad will be okay, but v'ad ha'chila, you're supposed to do it every single time. Now, even if you do at the beginning, you say, any case of a call, everything should be the same kedushas tefillin, the Ramah brings down, when a person's tired, you shouldn't write. The increase of Ezra Kavana. Brings up the Zerua, then when a person's tired, you shouldn't write, because you don't write so much Kavana. So the is, what's the problem when you're tired when you're not writing? Is the pshat is that you're just not going to do a good job, you know, you're not concentrating so well, you're going to, you know, get the problems? Or Shulchan Aruch says, no, even though you said at the beginning, I'm writing L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, a still pshat maisa, there's a din that the Machshava L'chachila should be on the Kedushas Tefillin also, and the Machshava should still too also to the original Dibur, which you said. So Shulchan Aruch says, a lot of L'chachila, a person should always be thinking and concentrating on writing it, l'shem, writing the l'shem kedushas tefillin. Therefore, like Sheva Le writes, Ra'aliyah Maisa, that people listen to music when they're writing, and the Osam commercial story, right? You know, there's some, I don't know, what Osam has some type of commercial. Anyone knows what it is? I'm not sure. It's like a, they have a commercial. I don't know, like, and the commercial is like some words, and like words are similar in the Sefer Torah. Like what word could it be? Osam. Whatever it is, because of the guy from steak when he got that.
Osam Maisa version?
Maybe, right. So, like, Osam Maisa, something like that. He's listening to the commercials in his head, and as he's writing it, and he wrote it. Back upon him. What? The king did the rap, he was like, whoa, okay. Back upon him, because the Yer Shemayim is the main thing. We mentioned before that they're trying to make a pecha now. That every single somebody who's safer should have a tudah, and the first, basically the main thing you want to know when you're getting new precious film is a safer Yerushalayim. That's the, you know, that's the main niceness. And then if you can look at it, see how nice it is and things like that. But a lot of it's kedai to compromise on the niceness to get a safer Yerushalayim. So there are two types of dini. The ksiva, there's the sani kedushas kedushas film. Also, you have to say the askaris. Also, you have to say you're doing the shame kedushas Hashem. Does machshava help? So that's machlekes and the rishonim. Whether machshava helps, which we're asking, they have to say b'dibur. Say b'dibur. Machshava alone is not good enough. Machafayim says, what's the gather of kedushas Hashem? Pshat is the gather. Is it just like a kavana, or pshat is trying to make a chalais kedusha, trying to make a kedusha on the shem? Mekadesh the shem, or just like a, or there's one thing to mekadesh one day that one on the Isis, and then we have the Shema Seh Warp. So I don't know, you're making like some type of Chalais. So Chaim Sefer says that the machlokes whether machshava works or power works. Chaim says the machshava whether machshava works or power works. This is upshad is something just machshava is you're making chalutz, just more a kavana, something which is a deeper. The upshad is and we need
kavanas.
What? Kavanas. There's a lot of places. Some lishma is by Sefer Tayer. So all these things. Whenever there's a deeper upshad, you make a chalutz kedusha, and being that you make a chalutz kedusha, so therefore you can have to have deeper. So. He says the Ma'aseh Kodesh Shema say they have to have a deeper la'akim as you be mechal kedusha on the shame, and therefore you have to, and therefore that's going to be the gather.
Who
does both? Oh, so one second. The Ma'aseh passes that it's enough that you think that you're writing the Isis the Shemon. So where the Ma'aseh says like the Chachila, every time you write the Shem Hashem, you have to have a mind, and you makadosh it, and you just speak it out. It brings down from the Rosh that some say that if you spoke it at the beginning, and then you have machshava, so together those two things are going to be good. The way it's going to work, it's along the lines of Shai, you're putting the two together. It's the deep breath at the beginning, and you have to shtel to the machshava to it, and you put it together, it's not the part that somehow that those two things work together and it's going to work. Chazan says doesn't understand it. If this is then you have to do a deeper. So what does it help? I did a deeper at the beginning and now I do a machshava. Like, all right. Elmai does the machshava work. So and he says like manshach. You know what's this? What's this pshar? The Shailov, he says somehow along those lines that there's some type of combination of art. You know it's hard art. But like come on, that's the Rav Paskin says. If you do it at the beginning, b'diavad. If you do it at the beginning and then afterwards you have machshava, then he says b'diavad. But the everybody wants to say that that's something which would be okay. Fine. So Chai brings down when you, after you write it, you should read it a whole bunch of times, two, three times, and then before you put it into the parasha, in order to make sure that there aren't going to be any issues and it's going to be kosher. So Ikar Din, there's no din to give it to Magiah. But Ikar Din, a person, just have a watch, a few times. Ikar Din, there's no din to give it to Magiah. You could just read it yourself and. Make din, you don't have to give it to Magiah, the person can just read it himself and. Give it to Maisa. The minig is that they give it to Magia to give it to somebody else. And the minig adds my session. You wrote it like a lot of times, like sometimes in life, you always catch your mistakes, right? Because you're just causing over mistakes. Somebody else, you know, has a fresh outlook on it and can see on it for the minig is to give it to Magia. Nowadays, that we have computer checking, so the minig is also we do computer checking because, you know, on one hand, machine has a Mila that it'll catch if you're missing it and things like that. On one hand, we do both, machine has a chesaron, because exactly the tzura so isius, you know, machine of dafkas and get the exact tzura, and you know who made the program exactly. So with the missing ice, machine is always going to catch it. But if it's like the tzura so isius, therefore the minigas, we do both. We do a computer check, and we also do a check based on the person. We had one of even computers sometimes. I don't know, but we had one of our. Megillahs, there was a ice missing. Yes, you can believe it. You put it through a computer check. There's no. So we put through a computer check. I'm saying, but how it happened. Which one was it? I think Shirashia. Yeah, it was one ice missing because we fixed it. I'm saying, but I think I'm 99% sure they did. I mean, everyone does a computer check. I'm saying, but so, you know, computers are. They're good, but, you know, sometimes also they can be mistakes. If the meaning is nice to do both. Mechai brings down the table, Nasa Zakumas Kim Shiaska, the table parasha. You should just make sure, test the Kumas, don't put too much ink, right? Sometimes you put too much ink, it could drip. They're a little bit better nowadays. Like, I don't know, but the Lechon Sevitar, like, nothing dried. No one dripped ink. A couple of years ago, I remember, I took it, boom, it dripped, like, how about that? But I mean, in a while, but Maisa, I think, I don't know, I think that worked out a little better that it doesn't drip. You have to make Kaddish the Yoi. Before a person goes and writes it for Kedusha Sefer Torah, therefore you're supposed to write another ois with it. Once you take the diyor, you write something with it. That's Mekadosh, and then you go on to do the Shem Hashem. So that's when you get the sefer. That's when you get. I wonder if you checked funds. You checked them. It's not. It's just checking to help you to check them. So If you check it too often, it's not good, because every time you undo the tefiras, so you do it again, so you could ruin the ribua. It's not as strong anymore. And once you check them by a sefer mehudar and then pesach kashrus, it's not really a good day to check unless something happened to it. You left it out, you know, got wet or extreme heat, because that could melt the oisis, could somebody takes a shower before davening, the wetness could get in and that could affect the ksav. But if you have a new race, so once you check the body safe mode, then it's really not so good that to always go ahead and check it. Every 10 to 15 years, you check it, because it could be over time things, the ksav gets weak and starts. You look at these old Sefer Torah. Right, they get faded after eventually. After time, so once you know that's good, unless it's a race, it's not good to check that too often. Fine. So this is a little more for two reasons. Why? Number one is safe Torah. You have the chisarin, which means you're ruining the tefiras. This is just opening up and looking at it. So
that's a din. Anyway,
it's a din twice every 7 years, and this is also have much more issues of the reisa because the climate. The heat, the cold, you know, if you're under floor heating, right, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of climate going on. When I check my mezuzahs, there's one of the parshiyos, my brother makes them the parshiyos, I mean, and one of them was just like, half of it was like just disappeared. Just got from the, you know, the wet, the cold, the heat, and that could change it. And the Chayyar brings down, what did we get? You did Chaytekas last week? Some discusses if letters are touching each other. So basically the cloud has basically said if something touches and ruins its surahis, you're out and it's a puzzle. And say if you can go and fix it, Mashiach can tell them this if it's not it's gonna be a problem of Kasidran, then it's going to be possible. We have discusses if you have Mempsucha, which the two aces touch. So he says if you just erase the chilek, which is touching, so it's a problem of chavtaychus, because it was a puzzle letter. You just erased it, so through erasing, you can't go ahead and match the letter. So if you have a case where the mem is touching, you have to go ahead and erase the whole chelik of it to make it ice to ice. And once it's ice to ice, then you could go ahead and fix it. We just do great. You know, the story says it is that it goes like this. If you have ice, and now it became possible. It lost through its ice. If you just erase the chelik in order now to make a kasher, so that's the problem of chaktoichis. The luck is you have to do a ksiva. Erasing is not called a ksiva. Taking something away is not called a get the dafkaf, right? Versus a rate. What? That's amazing. It's not called a ksiva. Okay, it's not called a ksiva. It's not called a ksiva. It's therefore, if it's therefore, whenever you're being gur or something, if it was something which did not seem to have a tzuris ice, and now you're making it into tzuris ice. So the luck is that's going to be possible. So Chayyar brings down that. So mem sucha shenu b'tzuchan asim, you can't do paska, avichal teichas. What if you have to gur kolachater, the tira tzuris kitzuris on kufa? Achit of mashagar, you have to use right, what you're gur. Now, a lot of times you have a shayla in terms of a negiya. A lot of times they have the oisis, like they get attached with a very, very, very small little thin line. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether the oisis is attached or not. Like, you look at it, it's very hard to tell. So first of all, all these things is if something you're not sure if it looks attached, it doesn't look attached. So the way you'd be magnified is to tell you how a person would see it. Because you don't take out a magnifying glass and start seeing whether, I see a, you know, if you make it very magnified, say, oh, there's a mashu and a mashu, hefsek in between, and that's going to be okay. If it's totally, if it looks kafi, and this is stam a issue that comes up in many areas in halacha. Nowadays we have like microscopes, and we can see things much, and magnifying glasses, so it's like a maris, and like a aluminum, it's like a, you know, many different things. The question is the Torah nitin kafi the perception of the adam, which all the terrorists that said it was? And now they're able to see it, so then maybe nowadays you have to go ahead and
bugs.
What?
Bugs.
Bugs and all those things. And the basic Mukbaldik Mahalik is that things are totally can feed the perception of an Adam, and if a person will look at it and seem to them that this is something which is not going to be touching, then it's going to be not going to be something. If it looks like it is touching, you know, maybe if you look at it with a tiny magnifying glass, whatever. So you know, that's not going to change it. But the Maisa, if it is touching, Mishmur says even if it's a Nagia Kala, even if it's a Mashu, so Mishmur says that's something which is going to be a problem, it's going to be possible. So that feel Nidakakhura Saira. But even the issue, hey, you have a hey which is attached, right? Hey. And it's attached over here. It still looks like suicide. So you pull the kid, kisses, no, that's a hey. If you look at Sarah Kaligar Kalaragal, you have to be girded all regal. Why? The Kosh ain't Sriz Isolov, Kamish Nisilam Meshamisina, ain't some Isolov. Anything which doesn't have a Sriz Is to it is given to Meshabinu over there, it's next to the Is, and therefore it's going to be possible. Therefore, if you have the hay, it's a little attached. So, no, if you just take away the little attachment part, is that Kosher possible? That's possible, it's Kalatechis, right? They just took away and can't go to Is. So, you have to take off the whole bottom, and then go ahead and write it again. And we said before, like if it's talking about fill-in and mezuzahs, if you wrote the letters afterwards, it's going to be a problem of shlichus sidran and it's going to be pasul.
Can you like erase off a whole straight line through the bottom leg, like, not erase the whole leg, just like a straight bottom through leg?
Yeah, because the whole thing is puzzle now. We wrote, you know, first you write that, so that was written by Cassius. And I wrote by Cassius. Now, afterwards, I came along and I did in two separate keichas, therefore it's okay. And Mishmur is a chilek whether, like, you know, that's a good point. Like, you know, it depends on how you wrote it. And as you know, Mishmur exam, like, let's say you wrote a resh, which you made like a dalet. So what do you have to erase over there? So if you mean erase like a dalet, so Mishmur says, there you're going to have to erase the whole thing, because being that you wrote it in one time, and the whole thing was messed up. So just taking off the top is not going to help. Because if it's like a hair or like that, then afterwards I attach it, so you just take off the bottom part. Which again, if we're talking about something like a resh and a dalet, with a person where it's written in one time, once it's written in one time, time-wise, so that's going to pass the whole thing, and it's not going to get. So basically, you set it up as basically, you know, in order to misak at something when you're dealing with tefillah mezuzahs, that if it has a tzuras ha'is and you misak in it afterwards, it's not going to pass like a sidur. That's what it looks like the ha'is. If you lost a tzuras ha'is and you're going to be misaking it, then that's always going to be a problem, like a sidur. And by Sefer Torah, it's okay. And by tefillah mezuzahs, it's going to be.